Next patient is Suzette Payne. Suzette is S-U-Z-E-T-T-E, S as in Sam. S-U-Z-E-T-T-E, Payne, P-A-Y-N-E. Date of birth is 6-6-73. Date of visit is 8-5-24. Please make a copy for Charles Creighton, C-R-A-T-O-N, M-D. Charles Creighton, M-D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint. Chief complaint is left chest pain. And a history of lap band removal. Next paragraph. History of present illness. This is a 51-year-old overweight female who has had a previous history of lap band placement. More than 5 years ago, had the lap band removed in May of 24. The patient states after her surgical procedure, the patient had developed pleuritic left chest pain and trouble taking deep breaths, as well as shortness of breath, and was treated for pneumonia with a course of antibiotics. The patient also had a CTA of the chest on 7/18/24, which showed a thick band-like area of atelectasis and scarring in the left lower lobe, extending to the pleural surface, and right lower lobe atelectasis had resolved. There was a small right diaphragmatic hernia, which was stable. The patient says she does have a cough, and she does not bring up much sputum, and she denies any fevers, chills, no hemoptysis, and no leg or calf muscle pains. Period. She has had some abdominal discomfort. The next, next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history has included history of pseudotumor cerebri, for which she had a VP shunt placed. The patient also had a partial hysterectomy in 2012, lap band procedure in 07, and C-section times 2. She has had the VP shunt replaced in 2021, and removal of the lap band in May of 24. next paragraph. Habits the patient denies smoking. She drinks alcohol occasionally, and she works as an administrator. Next paragraph, allergies to shellfish. Next paragraph, family history of family history. Father had hypertension, mother had also hypertension. And no history of chronic lung disease. Next paragraph, med list included hydrocodone 5-325 milligrams Q6 of PRN, Nurtec of 75 milligrams every other day. Nurtec is NURTEC, and Wecovy, WECOVY, 0.25 milligrams injection weekly. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has had no recent weight loss, no headaches or blackouts. She has had headaches, no blackouts. She has some joint pains, no muscle aches. She has no skin lesions. She does have anxiety, and she denies, she has vertigo and denies hoarseness or wheezing. She has shortness of breath and no cough and no abdominal pains, no chest or jaw pain or palpitations, all leg swelling, and she has easy bruising, no bleeding gums, and no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This moderately obese middle-aged. African-American female is alert, no acute distress. Blood pressure. Blood pressure is 130/78, pulse is 82, respirations 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 182, saturation 99. HENT, non-sphalic, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions, and lung fields were essentially clear. Breath sounds are diminished at the lung bases, more so on the left. Heart, the heart sounds are regular, as on an S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen. Abdomen is soft, protuberant, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities. No lesions or edema, no cap tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus, no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1 is left base atelectasis with consolidation. Number 2 is pleuritic chest pain. Number 3 is history of lap band removal. Number 4 is status post patient. And number five is possible obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph plan, the patient has been advised to use an incentive parameter every 3 hours. She was also placed on a bronchodilator, Stiolto Respimat, 2.5 micrograms, 2 puffs a day. And a complete pulmonary function study will be done, as well as a chest X-ray, PA and lateral. She has already completed a course of antibiotics, and the patient will need analgesics for her chest wall pain. And a follow-up CT chest in 8 weeks. I'll make an addendum report in 4 weeks. She was also advised to have a polysomnographic study once her clinical symptoms improve. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Charles Creighton, C-R-A-T-O-N, Creighton. Charles Creighton, thank you, Dr. Suzanne.